There's a definite niche for players who want an upscale look and premium features without breaking the bank. Court is on the case with its KX500 Pale Moon, a super strat with an unusual and rather swank ebony top paired with other tone tools. The super strat, that wondrous invention of the 1980s, took the double-cut Leo shape and tricked it out with humbuckers and the quickest necks possible. The KX500 catches the eye with its pale moon finish, a smoky dark burst with a matte lacquer and heavy grain figuring. More interestingly, it's an ebony veneer, which is rarely used for solid body tops, while the rest of the body is mahogany. Using a contoured heel, the bolt-on neck, 25.5 scale, is a five-piece laminate of roasted maple and walnut topped with a Makassar ebony fretboard. Among its perks are 24 stainless steel frets, a flat radius of 15.75, teardrop inlays, black graph tech nut, and side inlays that glow in the dark on stage or in your basement jamatorium. For electronics, the Pale Moon has a time-honored Gibson array with two humbuckers and a three-way selector. Court loaded the KX500 with a set of Seymour Duncan Sentient and Nazgul humbuckers, and no superfluous coil tapping, just passive, high-output bucker tone. Master volume and tone knobs keep things simple. Cranked up, the Pale Moon naturally gravitates towards heavier rock, from the classics and Satch / Vi / Petrucci shred to all manner of 21st century crunchdom. In hand, the Pale Moon is a quick-necked beastie, with that nearly flat fretboard and low action setup. No surprise, the roasted neck has the shallower D shape that speedsters prefer, offering ample performance for high-tech picking and riffing. Locking court tuners and hardtail bridge ensure reliable tuning. Granted, the KX500 isn't a Telecaster and likely won't find a home with country and blues twangers, but if your jam is Metallica, Dream Theater, or Porcupine Tree, this ebony-topped plank delivers the goods in the under a grand bracket. Bring your own saturated gain pedal of choice. Pete Prown. This article originally appeared in VG's January 2026 issue. All copyrights are by the author and Vintage Guitar Magazine. Unauthorized replication or use is strictly prohibited.